Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining Dr. Perletta Ramos and Roz Shell in Living Life Powerfully. We help you turn the ordinary into the extraordinary by claiming your power, getting your heart in the game, and learning how to live from the inside out. Let's create more happiness and success in your life.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Lately, we've heard a lot from mainstream media about the health and emotional and mental benefits of practicing gratitude, having a gratitude or gratefulness practice. In fact, many spiritual and religious leaders, including the Dalai Lama and countless others, have written a ton of books on this subject. Actors, bloggers, and talk show hosts have had, and even the queen of herself, Oprah Winfrey, have advocated for a consistent and robust gratitude practice. Now, if you haven't made time to sit down and write out all the things you're grateful for, or if you haven't made time to really engage in this conversation, let's take the next 28 minutes to think about the value of practicing gratitude. I think it's important now more than ever to focus on our many blessings. And why is that? Because it's so hard, quite often, managing the multitude of things that we manage in our world to just sit back and reflect on what's going well. We live in a hectic and oftentimes chaotic world. Stressors are all around us. There's pressure to perform at work, at home, in our social lives, in our volunteer work. And with all of that pressure, there's a desire quite often to achieve and to be successful. As a matter of fact, the quest for success and the constant busyness, I think, can be quite addictive. And because there's a drive to have more and more of it. And even when we sometimes attain a certain level of success and or achievement, then there's a desire for even more. So this never-ending quest for more can easily make us feel like there is sometimes a sense of lack, like there isn't enough no matter where we are. And not only is that stressful, but it can be deflating. It can make us feel like whatever we're doing, we're defeating our own purpose on some level because we're not tied to our many blessings. Instead, we're tied to what's not going so well. So instead of focusing on what's missing, gratitude actually shifts our attention to the abundance that's already present in our lives. And when I say abundance, people may sometimes focus immediately on money. It may be money, but what gratitude has us looking at is actually abundance in all aspects of our lives because there is actually abundance. And so being grateful allows us to take account of everything that we have to be thankful for, to count our blessings, to notice the little pleasures, and to acknowledge everything, even those small things that we may take for granted, actually, that can bring joy and purpose to our lives. So when we do that, we offer ourselves an opportunity to be more grounded. So what does it mean to be grateful? What does that actually mean? And why is it important? That's what we're going to spend some time talking about right now. So being grateful just really means taking stock, like I've just mentioned, taking stock of those things that bring purpose and meaning. And it's sitting back and saying, wow, I have small things in my life that I can just acknowledge. It might be just as simple as acknowledging that I woke up this morning. Sometimes when you go to church, you hear people say, you know, I'm giving honor to, you know, God, or giving honor to, you know, I have legs this morning. Grateful just means you have a warm and deep appreciation for the benefits that you've received. It doesn't have to mean that the practice of being grateful isn't about how much you have. It's not based on a quantity. It's really based on the fact that you receive benefits from whatever you have. You can be homeless and be grateful for being alive. You can be sick and be grateful for being alive or not being dead, actually, or wherever you find yourself. There's something in the small things to be grateful for. I know sometimes when life happens and we have challenges, it's hard to focus on the blessings that we actually have in our lives. And those are the moments that practicing gratefulness can actually bring the most benefits, because when we're suffering and we feel challenges in our lives, it's so easy to think about the things that are going, quote-unquote, wrong, right? And the benefits practicing gratefulness when we are being challenged is because it allows for us to have the opportunity. Yeah. Oh, yes, Ross, did you want to say something?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. And so can our listeners.
Oh, okay. Okay, good, good. Because I'm having a lot of technical issues. So let me know if I drop off or if I'm, you know, I wasn't sure. For a while there, I kept saying hello, hello, and you couldn't hear me. So anyhow,
I
love this topic of gratitude. I absolutely
is there
love
you want
this
to say
topic
about
of
it?
Gratitude. Yes, there's something very important that I'd to kind of add to what you're saying. You know, mm-hmm. for me, when we think of gratitude, we say, well, thank you. Those are the first two words that come to mind. And the way that I see gratitude is more about not so much, you know, like trying to find things to be grateful for. Because I think we can go through our whole life and we're going to be in and out and in and out of gratitude. It's like we have to make an effort to be grateful. And I think that for me, gratitude is the way that we live. It's something that we embody. It's not something that we try to find things to be grateful for. It's something that comes up from within us. And there are two factors that would make me grateful. And one of them is when I know that something's been given to me. I didn't have to earn it. I didn't have to go out there and work for it. I didn't have to borrow it. It was just given to me. And the next thing that has to be there is that it must be valuable. So if it's not valuable to me, I'm not even going to recognize it, okay? So anyhow, I just wanted to add that. And for me, the gift is within the gift. So it's something that's given to us that we didn't have to work for. We didn't earn it in any way. It just came to us. And the other aspect of gratitude is that it is valuable to us. So what is valuable to us, which is something central, okay? It's every moment is valuable. Because if we didn't have that moment, we couldn't have the experience. And if we didn't have that moment, we couldn't have the opportunity to do whatever.
Well,
we cannot be great.
You just raised a couple of points I think are very essential to the conversation, and I don't want our listeners to miss, because one of the things that I just talked about was, so often we take things for granted in our lives, and we miss the opportunity to practice gratefulness, because we just don't see it. And it's in part what you just said. It's the things that may just occur that we take for granted. So if you take them for granted, then that means you don't notice them. And if you don't notice them, that means that you may tend to not practice gratefulness because you're taking them for granted, right? Like we do quite often in relationships. So when you say that it's not an effort or it shouldn't be an effort, what do you say to the person who does take things for granted, who doesn't feel connected or contented because they're so, you know, they're preoccupied in being busy or they're preoccupied in trying to become successful, and they don't feel like they have anything to be thankful for because they're in the quest of making life happen? It doesn't come easy for them.
Well, you know, what I think is when something doesn't come easy, I always believe in going right back to the basics. And the basics is not about what's in that moment. It's the opportunity that's available in that moment. So somebody could ask me, well, how in the world are we going to be grateful for like, you know, someone passing away, a family member? How are we going to be grateful for the exploitation in the world, the oppression, the wars? No, we cannot be grateful for those things. Absolutely not. But what we can do is we can be grateful for the moment to have the opportunity to rise in those times. So we can, when we start to be grateful for things or what we're doing or whatever, I think that it becomes an effort to always try to think, well, I got to be grateful now. I think gratitude comes at the root. It comes at the basic level of when you wake up in the morning, you have a brand, it's a moment to moment to moment choice. And it's just, it's sort of like a blossoming. It's an opening up. It's something that just automatically happens.
And I think what's also essential is that you notice. So Raj and I are talking about two different things. She's saying gratefulness, but the opportunity is always there. And what I'm saying is that you have to notice that the opportunity is always there. And
Actually practicing it
helps you to bring your awareness up so that you do notice. Because quite often, I think, because we're, quote-unquote, so busy in society and focused on achievements and being successful in our endeavors, it's very easy to let gratitude slip out of our heart. And so the important part that I'm trying to make is that there's a way for you to notice, and what Raj is saying is that there's always something there for you to be grateful for, for me to be grateful for. Does that noticing, does that make sense to you, Raj?
Yeah, I guess okay. It's like that four that I guess creates that, like, that shift, because people think, you know, the gratefulness has to be for something. No, gratefulness doesn't have to be for anything. It's just for the fact that you're even existing on this earth. You even have this moment. There's really, it's not like a four. It's just like being grateful, period. You know, just, and like, I like what you're saying in the sense that I don't think we're really connected to that part of us, because we, you know, we're not really connected to that which is just given to us. We're only connected to what we're doing.
And let me use an example. I was having a conversation with my daughter's friend, one of them, and she was having a hard time with her father. And so being in the conversation of lack can occur in a whole host of different ways. And what she was focused on was all the father was, and she was a teenager having all of this conflict in her mind with him. He didn't understand her. He disagreed with this. He wouldn't give her permission to do that. And so she had a litany of all the reasons why he was a horrible father, right? There was a lack of contentment, a lack of interest, a lack of connection in her mind. And I actually engaged her in a conversation about what she had to be grateful for. And this is what you mentioned, of you don't have to look. But when we're focused on lack, we don't see opportunity for anything else. And in the conversation, she was like, oh, there is nothing. He's horrible. And I was like, well, but, you know, how does he engage meaningfully in your life? You know, what does he do? Oh, well, he's there. He's in the home. He takes her to movies. He shows her love and consideration. And so she had to be pointed there, but she was so focused on something else that it eclipsed her. It missed her. She missed it. And when she was refocused in the conversation of how he is available and the little things he's done, she was able to remember, you know, childhood memories, and yes, he's only trying to show concern, and it shifted her perception of the conflict, because she was open to the small things that she had been taking for granted. And we can do that through practicing if we don't just walk around noticing every day all our small blessings, and many of us don't. So if we're not that type of person and we struggle to really be aware that there are many blessings around us, then the simple act of improving our awareness and focusing our attention on those things can make a tremendous difference in our lives. And the social science research actually supports that. There are a ton of studies that indicate that focusing on gratitude, the small acts of kindness, you know, the daily practices can have a tremendous impact on our sense of well-being and on our physical health. As a matter of fact, there's a study out of Southern Methodist University and the University of California at Davis that showed that daily gratitude exercises, so again, improving your awareness and noticing, resulted in higher reports of alertness, enthusiasm, determination, optimism, and energy. And why would that be the case? Because it increases your awareness, as Raj noticed, mentioned. When you notice those small blessings, you actually are focusing your attention on things that bring more joy and contentment to your life, as opposed to bringing your awareness to things that you may not be happy with or satisfied with.
Just that experience, Perletta, of that, you know, gratitude, like you said, like, you know, you were speaking to this young lady about, you know, looking at the things to be grateful for. Just see how there's, like, right, a shift within our own being. Like, how do you feel when you become grateful versus you're just kind of in your space doing whatever? What happens to you? How do you feel inside?
Are you asking me personally?
Yeah.
Oh. So I am one of those people that don't notice every day my many blessings. I have a whole litany of things that I'm consistently working on in my life. And so what I can tell you is it helps to relax me, because when I'm working on my task, I tend to be more driven, focused. And when I focus on my blessings, I tend to be more internally quiet and relaxed. So it, my perception shifts and my well-being shifts. I'm aware that I feel more, I won't say energy, but I feel a certain level of peacefulness inside, because there's nothing to do in the state of gratefulness. There's only for me a state of being content. You know, I feel like there's nothing for me to work towards. There's just something for me to relax into and go, oh, well, I'm so pleased with, you know, the relationships I have with my daughters. I'm so pleased with, you know, some of the, you know, being able to walk in nature. It's a receiving energy for me. It just, I can mm-hmm. receive. And it makes me feel, I'll say happy, but content. How about you, Ron?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've had this, you know, I've had this gratitude conversation with many of my clients, and what I get when I say, okay, what are the blessings in your life, okay? And it, for that moment it feels good, but then they feel like the issues that they were having are still being unaddressed. It's almost like it's just a distraction in that moment, like, yeah, whatever. Okay. So for me, I've had to go back and I can address where it is. You know, they feel like it's not resolved for them, because now all they've done is they've shifted from their real issues to trying to find the blessings in their life. And this is the kind of thing that we continue to do. But then this, the other part still remains unaddressed. And so, yes, absolutely, gratitude always makes me feel better. Or interested in standing where you are, okay? Instead of trying to jump to try to find the positive things in your life, which, you know, I'm saying wherever you are, you know that saying, bloom where you're planted? Where can you find the blessing in whatever is going on? And this is what I'm saying. There is not a connection. How can you be feeling grateful for an abusive spouse or an abusive father or whatever? The gratitude in that moment, from the here, you have an opportunity you have been given an opportunity in life, just like I say that, you know, my ex-husband, I am so grateful for him because he showed me I couldn't really count on him for my joy or and whatever. But what he did for me was he gave me the opportunity to turn inward and to find the love within myself. So actually, that was the blessing. But in that moment, I didn't recognize it as the blessing. So I think
so there
just
are a couple things. There are a couple things to what you're saying that I value. One of them is that practicing gratitude can protect us from our own pettiness, right, and smallness, mm-hmm. and can keep us mm-hmm. centered in joy and abundance. So if you using the example, if you're focusing on, and I don't know if you heard me say this before, but the lack or what's wrong or the challenge, then there are going to be consequences that occur as a result, internal, emotional, mental, you know, consequences as a result of focusing on the lack or the challenge or the adversity. If you focus your mind, your thought, your attention on the, you know, the things that you have to be grateful for in any situation, then you have an opportunity to rise from the smallness of the situation and center on whatever gratitude or abundance that you can find. There was a gentleman a number of years ago who was in the process of dying from some disease, and I remember and he got a lot of media play. I don't remember his name right now, but what I recall from that situation is he was chronicling his dying from disease. And I use that example because it was one of the most significant examples of practicing gratitude, even in a quote-unquote challenging or difficult life situation where many people would go into despair, right? When we get mm-hmm. sick or we have a disease, a chronic disease, or we know that we have a terminal illness, many people understandably go into despair and what's wrong and feel helpless. And what he did was he talked about all the things he had to be grateful for. He shared his death experience with people, and what he focused on was his opportunity to live in that moment every day he lived until he died. And that is an example of what you're talking about. And it's a process. I don't think that it's easy for people to go from focusing on the smallness to focusing on the joy in dying. You know, there's a huge gap between between those two things. And what's important is that we be aware that there's an opportunity and that we take responsibility for shifting our focus and understanding that if we choose to do that, there is a reward at the end. And the reward is we get to enjoy a greater sense of contentment in our experience, no matter what the experience is. So, Raj, what are some examples of how you practice gratefulness, recognizing that you don't, it's not like something you set out to do based upon what you said, but it's your everyday. But how do you experience gratefulness if you don't practice it intentionally?
Yeah, you know, to me, it's just become a way of existing in the world. Like I said, I don't sit down and go, okay, I'm so grateful for this, I'm so grateful for that. I'm just grateful for every single moment. Whatever comes up in that moment, be it challenging, be it whatever, I know it's there to teach me something and that there's an opportunity in here to grow and evolve myself. So I am not looking for things to be grateful for. I'm just in that spirit because people will ask me, it's like, you know what, you're discontent. It's because to me, every moment is given to me. I didn't earn it. It's not something I can take for granted that this moment is given to me. Because, you know, the next moment may not come. And I think you and I had this conversation one time about, you know, death. Remember, we were talking about death. And I said, Perletta, every morning when I get up, I think about death. I think about my own death. It's like, I don't know whether I'm going to make it through today. That's the kind of moment for granted. You know, it's like it's been gifted to me. So what is the gift within that gift? If you get a gift, you open it to see what's inside.
Well, a part of what you're speaking to is relates to, I think, the Buddhist, and not just the Buddhist, but I love Buddhism, so I'm going to use this as an example. They speak of developing an abiding calm, right? It means that you are rooted in your sense of contentment. So it's not like when we have ups and downs in life, because we're going to have them. That's what we're talking about. So when we have a down period, it's there, you know, we can have those ups and downs and still have an abiding calm within, so that we welcome it. We welcome the ups, we welcome the downs, and we stay connected to our sense of blessings for everything in the midst of it. Raj, I salute that you are there in the space of your life where you can do that. That's not where I am. I don't walk around daily with a sense of awareness of all of my blessings. This is a practice for me. I have to practice. Otherwise, I tend to focus on, you know, my list of things that are accomplished and my that's what I focus on. So for me, noticing, setting an intention to notice and appreciate what's going on in my world or the world around me, helps me to maintain my awareness and to notice. And there are other ways that people can also develop a gratitude practice, and so that they can get to the point that you are. And one of those might be a gratitude journal.
And
people talk about it all the time.
Yeah, you know, and this is not like a hierarchy. There's nothing wrong with where anybody is, or it's just a shift in perspective. It's just a shift. It's just like a choice in perspective. It's not like anything.
No, no.
I wasn't
trying to make it a hierarchy, but what I'm suggesting is not everyone's going to be at the place where they wake up every day aware of their blessings and there's like nothing for them to, you know, I'm not there. So
yeah.
What I want to offer.
Yeah, we're all in our different process, and there's no right or wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, no wrong. What I want to offer is, what can we offer for people who are not there that can help them get to that place? And so one of them is we've talked about, and that's just noticing and appreciating small things. And there are physical, you know, things that we can do that might be helpful, which is why some folks suggest a gratitude journal. What do you think of gratitude journaling for those who are not in the space of noticing every day, because that's what they do?
Well, a gratitude journal, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anytime we can become grateful, I think that's a good place to be. Yes. Gratitude journal works really well.
And I've seen those challenges. You know, I don't know if you, particularly on Facebook, where people say, okay, for 21 days or 30 days or 60 days, I'm not going to complain, which I've never done one of those challenges, but I think they're interesting because the intention I have behind them, I believe, is to help people focus their thoughts on not focusing the thoughts on lack, but focusing the thoughts on what they have, that the small things that you've mentioned. And then another one, though, a charm bracelet. And people sometimes buy those little charm bracelets as a physical reminder to, you know, when you see it, to say, oh, okay, this is something I have to be thankful for. And so if I'm in the midst of complaining or focusing on what I don't have, lack, that I can refocus my attention and my thoughts. So,
yeah, that's a great way. And plus, it'll be nice, too. You can put little things on there that are, you know, special to you, the little charm bracelet.
So in closing out the show today, I'm going to leave you with a question. What gets in the way of your having an attitude of gratitude? That might be something for you to consider, because that may be something that you need to let go of in order to step into noticing and appreciating the small things. Thank you for joining us today on Living Life Powerfully. Please feel free to be with us next week when Raj will lead us in a conversation about healthy ways of dealing with loneliness and disconnection from either yourself or others. Between now and then, please feel free to reach us at pearlrajradio@gmail.com. And make sure you like us on our Facebook page, Living Life Powerfully, where you can get our latest updates. Between now and then, please stay true to yourself and stay empowered.
Have a wonderful week.